living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take but never give. And now the things are changing for the worse. See, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is all we have.
Listening to the N Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? 'Cause I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
'Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
'Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
'Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
'Cause I can smell it, it's in the air.
Welcome back, Deepsters, to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. I'm down for the count today, y'all. So you have to bear with me. I beg you to bear with me. I'm going to get this introduction in, and I'm going to turn the reins over to my girl, Queenie, to pilot you all through this show. I'll be the co-pilot. I'll be here. I'll just say hello when it's important. With me today, I have my crew. The Thug Princess, Drew Baby.
Yo. What does it do?
Oh.
Also with me today, I have Mark the Doc Wiley.
What's up, peeps?
I got some good stuff for y'all today, man.
Hey, y'all.
To the person that emailed me, it is Doc, D-O-C, not D-A-R-K. Ooh. It is Doc.
Dirk?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Well, a lot of people think it's the dark. I don't know why they think that. Maybe it's my pronunciation. I don't know.
Well, I am dark. That's cool. Maybe I should be Dark Doc now.
DD.
The Dark
Knight. He's blacker than a motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck you.
See, I'm trying to do the line from Friday.
That's funny. I mean,
right. They said the black of the bear. Man, it's the dark of the bear. Was she blacker than the motherfucker, too?
All right.
And we also have, y'all, Queenie.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome.
How was everybody's weekend?
It's okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I'm super excited. Can I tell something about it real quick?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, my friend Ashton, he's opening up a beer and wine store in D.C. And he had a wine tasting on Saturday to find out whether or not he wanted to carry these the particular wines in his store. So it was really cool. I actually did a co-hosting thing with him.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, so I, you know, got to be behind.
Had your queen mean on, huh?
Right.
All right.
So I got to be behind the counter. I got to talk wine, interact with everyone that came. Shout out to everybody that came through the door. So it was fun.
Nobody videotaped it?
I'm sure. I mean, I know there were pictures and stuff too. Okay. And Lance, shout out to Lance too, who is Ashton's right hand man. He took pictures during the event. But it was really fun. We did, let's see, I think it was 9 wines.
Okay.
It was, I think it was 4 reds. No, 5 reds, 4 whites. So it was pretty cool. So we got some great feedback from everybody that came. So it was super exciting.
That's good.
Yeah, my first time. All doing right. that.
You want to give a location and a name and stuff?
Well, he's not ready to fully open the store yet.
Oh, okay.
And the sponsorship check hasn't cleared yet.
Wow.
So I hope, you know, one day we can actually, you know, broadcast live from down there. Yeah,
that'd
B was
awesome.
Talking about that.
That'd be cool.
So maybe we can make that a possibility.
All right.
So, and he's going to have some great beers, totally different that you will only be able to find in his store.
Oh.
You know, so
Mark,
that,
you're not gonna
yeah.
be here.
Well, no, I'm. You know, I'm all up for new, you know, ideas, new beers, and new. You
Are
know.
You?
Kay?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Are they free?
No.
Oh, I mean, for us, no. At least one. For
I
me.
Mean, well, we have a whole cooler out there, but
it's
yet
like
you
Lay's
still stick,
chips, boy.
yeah,
you know what I mean,
well.
You still stick with what you got
it's
in your hand.
Wine taste.
It is. It definitely is. So anyway, so shout out to
acquiring HIV.
Oh my!
Right. I mean,
I said acquired, whoa. Motherfucker.
Oh, goodness.
I understand what you said. I said it's like acquiring HIV.
Okay.
Shit, you just don't want it, but you get it.
Oh Lord. That's so horrible.
You ain't too sick, goddamn.
Yeah. So thanks for letting me
give
him
that. And say hi every now and then.
Yay. So what did you guys do? What happened this weekend with you?
Shit. I chilled pretty much. I went up to, you know, the famous spot and watched a little football with the the crazies. And
heard the joint was packed.
Oh yeah, it was packed. I mean, I was surprised to find a stool was underneath the seat. So I called BCB, didn't know that I was coming. So I called him and asked him, was there any seats for me? He was like, standing room only. So I was like, well, shit, I'm coming to stand. So I came in like 2 seconds later. And that's what happened. I stayed for a little bit and that's it. But I'm trying to remember what this was like. What I do on Saturday? Ah, shit, I can't remember. Oh, chill. I did. Chill.
No wrong with chilling.
So y'all at Buffalo Wild Wings Sunday?
God damn, the block is hot.
Damn.
Why
nah, because
that?
I was leaving Shop as Food, right? It's all that shit in the same parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be around 1:15 because I was trying to hurry up and get back to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and the way I came, I went that little slot where you go right past
you
Buffalo.
You saw a B-car, didn't you?
No. Uh-huh. I looked, though, because if I had saw it, I'd pop in there. But I had groceries and shit in the truck. But I saw one of y'all cars out there, I would have just shot in there real quick. Hey, you nigga. Give me some of your beer and then rolled out.
Do that. Give me some beer action again. Do that again. How'd you do that?
I came in there and be like, hey, what's up, y'all?
No, that's not how you did it the first time.
You said, give me some of that beer.
Oh, they look a little sus.
The beer was long neck.
I know. That's what she said.
Pause. Long neck.
Fuck y'all. But look, my weekend was cool too. My weekend was cool till around maybe 2:00 Sunday when the Redskins fumbled fucking twice down to the fucking 10-yard line. I'm like,
I heard that game was not that cool.
But you know what though? To be honest with you though, my Redskins, other than them fucking up real good. I mean, they moved the ball pretty well down the field, and the defense did pretty good. But other than their errors, that's another game we could have won.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is anyone that expects a new coach to come in the first year and just totally change everything.
What was his name?
Clearly, you don't understand the game of football. It's just not going to happen. So, you know.
Man, watching the Facebook banter back and forth, I was like, God damn, it's football season. Everybody's
some serious shit.
People are hating on each other already.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
But I think we're going to jail, though, man. I think we're going to be all right.
I'm like, it just started. Come on. Everybody needs, give everybody a break.
Right.
It just
started,
so.
We're going to be all
right. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson about football banter. Be selective about who you do it with. Because this is definitely not the olden days. Where you can just talk a little smack. You know. When motherfuckers say, oh, you got me. Okay, alright, nigga, alright, whatever. And just going about your business.
Right.
Now that shit turns into fucking War and Peace and shit.
In 20 paragraphs of conversation.
Unbelievable. I mean, anybody can Google statistics and then go and come and reel them off and say, oh, I know football.
Right. How about that?
Whatever. Anyway, we're going to move this show along. We're going to move to a segment that, that revoked your clubhouse card.
Yeah. I'm just here to read the comments.
We're going to move to a segment that our man, Mark the Doc Wiley, pilots, where he gives you news, notes, and lies. Not necessarily the truth. It's Doc's Diagnosis.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Piggybacking off our last conversation, now I'm throwing my notes all out of order, so y'all bear with me. I'm going to jump on this Ray Rice shit.
Hold up. We're going to talk about that later.
All right. Okay, let me flip back. Okay, I tell y'all what. Jill Scott, she went on Twitter Wednesday. You know, she's trying to defend herself about the nude pics and all that kind of stuff. Now, she said the first pic that came out, apparently she was in a robe or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was pretty much promoting her weight loss.
Mm.
Okay. Now, Jill says, Jill says all the rest of those picks weren't hers.
How many picks were there? Because I saw know. Two.
Right.
You saw two?
I only saw the one that she confirmed, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, but it was it must have been one where she said, I wish that had been me, but I don't have that much space between my thighs.
Yeah, thigh
so that
gap.
Sounded like it was a gap or something.
Thigh gap, yeah. But it was all boob and crotch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Oh, she was naked all the way.
Are you saying that you think
picture,
that's Jill?
Or is it that nude thing
yeah.
that she had the uh-huh. body shape?
Because it was like her boob, whoever it was.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I'm
Jill
sorry.
Jill is my woman crush Wednesday every Wednesday.
I don't okay? know.
But, Jill... Just go ahead and come up off of it. Was you.
That's what I said.
Same
I don't
phone.
Know.
Same phone. First of all.
Oh, I didn't notice that part.
Similar hairstyle, just shoveled some kind of other way. But, same body. It was.
Yeah, I was like, those boobs, girl.
Just go ahead and just.
Those are some bigums. I kind of felt like those were her.
Yeah, that was her.
Oh.
And that
okay,
still but, wasn't bad. It was just she had titties hanging. I mean, she still had everything else pretty much covered,
except for her crotch.
So it couldn't have been airbrushed.
Oh, her crotch. So that's right. That's right. Because everything was all tan.
Oh no, not airbrushed. No, she had on some kind of look like a compression kind of suit.
Yeah, like a little thing, like the cover.
Almost looked like Spanx, except for it covered the arms too, and then the boobs were out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, one of them. Well,
but yeah, Jill goes on to say it was just the first pick that she was in with the role.
Of course, because it's her full face. The camera is like this in the other one.
Right.
Okay. So she can easily deny right. that one.
And you couldn't see anything.
Right.
It was like the robe, the way the robe was done. Mm-hmm. It was like covering her like
yeah.
her crotch.
It was okay. it was so Jill fashion. It.
Yeah. So you couldn't mm-hmm. see anything.
Crown Royal oh, nice.
Right.
Jill.
Okay. But then the other picture. One, like I said, boobs.
But,
I was like, all right, Jill.
Okay.
I mean, or maybe strip. Allegedly Jill.
Right.
Air quotes.
Okay.
Jill
but
with
Jill.
A G.
Just a G?
Yeah, G-I-L-L.
No, girl. Right.
Scott with an H.
Gil, well, okay.
Gil like, Scott Heron.
That's what I'm saying. Jones was not a G.
No, but, I'm talking about the person that took it. That's oh. their name.
Oh, okay. Okay. But Jill says, you guys know me. Everything I do is classy. She says that if I had took those pictures, she would have said those were my pictures. Mm-hmm. But y'all know, you know, Jill say y'all know me. Mm-hmm. Whatever I do is class.
We know that you're coming out with an album or something really soon. This is perfect for.
Why?
Trust me. Watch.
Oh.
Watch.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I love Jill. Don't get me wrong. That's my woman. I really feel like.
She has to
it's
put,
going to turn
put
it
her
into
stuff out. Just to
not
get,
that she had to.
I mean, to promote her album, like
oops.
Niggas be going to jail, and the oops. Next thing you know, their album drops. Yeah. Like you're saying something like that. Oh, okay.
But
it
really,
just seemed a little something on the PR side, maybe.
Hmm. But I don't see you showing your body has anything to do with your album dropping. I mean,
not
as far
way.
As Jill. It's because yeah. Jill has talent.
No, now, it's not about showing the body. It's mm-hmm. the whole uproar and how it took place. Somebody leaked these personal pictures of...
But it was of everybody. Remember, there were other actresses
yeah.
and...
Saying their accounts were hacked or whatever.
It was a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but how Jill get in the running of all the other... Like I mean,
wow,
just like
you saying she's beneath.
All, not even beneath damn. That. It's just that the celebrities that had gotten, they were all, and I'm not saying that she's not
A-list,
but
A-listers.
They were all A-listers, people that's popping, you know. And then you leak Jill. Like it's nobody else that you could have.
Well, see, but they said they think it was a phishing thing. It wasn't like anybody tapped into the cloud. So I guess it must have been an email that went out and people clicked on it.
Right.
That's why you have to pay attention to those emails and see and make sure they're authentic. And even if they don't look authentic, mm-hmm. don't click. If they do look authentic, don't click. Go directly to the site without clicking a link because that's how people get caught up.
Okay.
But okay. I see what you're saying, though. I'm waiting. And you know what? And if it happens, you can come back and say, I told you so.
All right, man.
I love you, Jill.
Yeah, I remember I reported was it last show or a couple of shows ago about Suge Knight getting shot three times an arm, three times in the stomach.
Couple of Chardonnay.
Yeah, but anyway, this band was this band was out a couple of days ago shopping. Mm. Now I don't know. Okay, he's a pretty girthy guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you get shot three, I understand it, three times in the arm, but three times in the stomach, yeah. And you out 3-4 days after, just like nothing happened. Oh, so I guess like the bullets just lodge in the fat and just chill, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Break it down.
It was a property that I used to work at years ago. This young man had got shot up nine times. And he...
50?
It was a guy, though. This dude, I guess he thought he was 50. He thought he was invincible after that. But when they was carrying him up on a stretcher, he noticed me and he gave me a head nod. I'm like, motherfucker, you just almost died. And you...
Being cool.
Saying what's up. So, I mean, I guess it depends on where the...
He's like, if something happened, live the tale, tell the tale.
Right. And it just went, and it may not have gone into his stomach. Right. It just could have went into his belly. No, it just could have went to his belly. Yeah. You know,
okay, and just
the stomach
stopped,
is the organ. The belly is the fat. So it could have just went right there.
Into the fat and stopped.
Yeah.
I can see that with
Shook. And the bullets are probably little.
I can see that. But was he kind of thick?
No, he's a slim dude.
Really?
He was slim. Yeah, tall and slim.
Wow.
I was amazed. Cause they shot him up like it was. He was running and catching bullets. Oh, so yeah.
Damn. Mm. Okay. All right. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Now, for you women out there that's giving blowjobs.
Well, that was a transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. Yeah. PSA. Yeah. I could have made it a little smoother, but that's all right. I got
bless
everybody's attention now. The semen. From a male's organ happens to be very good.
Rich in protein.
Rich in protein and nutrients and everything.
Depending on their diet.
Depending on the diet. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me depending on I
you
don't
can't
see
have
that.
A Pepsi and Pepsi and French fry diet and think that
is gonna do the job.
Semen's
huh?
Cool, yeah.
Okay. Now studies have shown that oral sex is good for women's health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The more sperm that they have inside their bodies, you know, it could lessen breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it depends on
how old is
how
this story
gets,
and where'd you get it from? I feel like it's from The Onion or one of those like websites.
Well, it's from credible sources, which is
from
IDS
sources.
Which would be,
you know, we have IDS
CNN.
Sources.
Reuters?
It's, you know, it's multiple sources, actually. These studies have been done around the world.
I'll give you the Today Show.
You'll give me that. That's it. Like, huh? That's the top as you can do.
Something.
All right. Okay. But anyway, they're saying, you know, the chemical... the semen fluid contains chemicals that elevate mold and increases affection. It includes sleep and contains at least 3 antidepressants.
Oh.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So if you need to sleep or if you need to be stimulated, you need to put some of this stuff up in you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
But you want to know what? I have not noticed, but I've come across a couple of women who have been celibate and, you know, haven't had it in years. And they have the most...
Okay,
problems.
We get on Mark all the time. We can't let that one slide.
Yeah.
Celibate?
Oh, okay, you said it right.
I said celibate.
No,
celibate.
Celibate.
There is a God.
But here's I know some women who are celibate and they haven't had sex in a long time. I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
They haven't had sex in a long time and they have the most problems with their uterus than people that are active. And I'm not saying active just like freaking everything, but I'm just saying that has an active sexual you know.
Right. And they have a little bit more excitement with their lives. I mean,
I don't want to say that. I'm just saying
just
as far health-wise. As health-wise, yeah, that you know, a lot of women who they say that sex is supposed to be the you're supposed to exercise.
The point that I was trying to make though is I think the women that have sex, not all the time, but have it, you know, in a normal capacity, mm-hmm. you know, seem to have a better attitude towards life, or just have a better attitude as opposed to the women that's not getting any at all.
Right.
You agree?
That's why it's called get right.
I got you.
All right. Charlene didn't get any. Now, let's see. Can we
need to know you to find out.
Oh, well, all right. That's the attitude.
So there is a chance.
That's it, right? Oh, that was good. That was good.
Hey, y'all.
Ray Rice?
No.
All right, then. Well, I guess that's it. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got some topics and a lot of more. Don't touch that dial.
Before we go, Drew, you the one that always has a whole bunch of remedies. What can I take to get over this cold?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, you need some ginger, some honey, some lemon, and you will also need some coconut oil. Mix it in a concoction, and that's not the remedy that he
like
wanted.
Like a tea?
Yeah, like a tea. Mm.
Queen, do you have any ideas?
He didn't want that.
That was pretty much.
You got any ideas?
Plenty of alcohol. It usually does it for me.
Yeah.
You gonna live on the edge and drink some bull?
No.
I mean, hell, you probably will feel better tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a
medicine cabinet just full of shit, and I've taken a lot of stuff, and nothing is working. So I'm down to one last option of what to take.
Pop the Molly, I'm swing. Woo! Pop the Molly, I'm swing.
Woo! Busted headphones, need a sturdy pair? Get tweaked. Go to tweakaudio.com, use the code IDS, and get 33% off, free shipping, and lifetime warranty. If you love the sound of music through a banging pair of headphones, it won't hurt to try.
Yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask her how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings, and you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his seed.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
I know you guys have been paying attention all day on Facebook, Twitter. Everything has been going crazy. Arguments back and forth. Of course, I'm talking about Ray Rice and the new released tape that happened today via TMZ Sports. Crazy. You get to see the whole video from when they were outside of the elevator now to getting on the elevator to what happened inside of the elevator. And then, of course, what we saw him pretty much dropping her outside of the elevator. And that was some serious shit.
Yeah, that was the crazy part.
Yeah. I mean, in like I was saying on Facebook, I swear I was on a post with someone did a post on Facebook, and it went maybe about 60 comments. I mean, it could be more by now, but it was real serious.
No doubt. Now, the thing about it is everybody's saying that, you know, the tape had just came out today. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a tape of that maybe fucking, what, 3 or 4 months ago.
It wasn't the whole thing,
though. It wasn't the whole thing. It was him. It was the him exiting the
right
the elevator. It wasn't the
okay,
actual
now footage. Tell me something. I saw a tape. Now, it might not have been Ray Rice, but I need to get this, you know, cleared up.
Okay.
Of somebody dragging their wife or fiance or whatever out of the elevator by her hair.
Oh, oh no.
That wasn't Ray Rice. That wasn't Ray Rice. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, he was in the middle of a five-year $50 million contract. Mm. Okay. So apparently, I guess he's got $25 million so far.
Did he get anything?
Well, he's in, like they said, he's in the middle of
Did you hear that he got dropped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My whole thing is, okay, now.
Did he get his monies?
Right. Now,
he's not owed another penny of that contract. The only thing that he has is what he's gotten to this point, which will probably be mostly his signing bonuses.
Okay. Now. Okay. Now comes to the point where, okay, we already know what happened in the elevator. What is his wife going to sue him for? You know, that's fucking assault. Okay, now.
Well, if she's going to do it. Right. She wasn't his wife then. So since then, she has married him.
Even if she wasn't his wife then, that's still assault.
But that's what I'm saying. If you allowed yourself to get glassed as a fiance and you are now his wife, what do you think she's going to do?
Right.
She's holding his hand. She is by his side through all of this right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And no one pressed charges.
Yeah.
Supposedly, you know, she hit him too. And he hit her, as we saw. Which, you know what? He better be goddamn lucky because she could have died. I mean, we didn't know until that video that she hit her head on that rail. Mm-hmm. Which is probably
the main reason that knocked her out. Because she could have died. He didn't close fist her. He was jaw open. He got the big hand. He was jaw open with that joint. And she fell into that joint and was out.
And you know what? Maybe it was just me. But I watched the tape. It looked like he hit her once before the knockout punch.
He mushed her the first time.
Oh, it was mushed. Right. Okay,
and then
okay.
She lunged at him.
Okay, that's when he...
But I'm just conflicted all around because looking at them in the hallway and what have you, it's evident they had gotten into it.
Mm-hmm.
You see from a distance, it looks like he struck her or struck at her or what have you, and she hit him back. I just feel like at that point when she was on her way to the elevator, Ray, you had a choice. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to get on that elevator.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could have went somewhere and got cooled off or something, because not only is it the fact that you're a man, you're a black man, your life, your career, your reputation, everything is on the line. And
okay,
I don't know if they coach them when they get into the football league that things like this can happen. Somebody might try you, be it man, woman, child, or you know, uncle, great aunt, whatever. Somebody is going to try you.
Mm-hmm.
Do they instill in them that you have to be conscious of the choices that you make? I think if he had it in his mind that, look, you know, I can lose everything if I knock this bitch out. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I don't think it would have happened. I don't think he would have gotten on the elevator. I don't think none of that shit would have happened.
Maybe it wasn't the first time, though.
But then from what I understand, right. But from what I understand is that she allegedly spat on him and swung at some point during their whatever. And I'm not saying on the elevator, but at some point she did something of that nature from what I heard. And I'm like, spitting, that's in your face. That's the ultimate, like, disrespect ever. And we cannot blame him for having a reaction, because you're human before you anything else. We can chant the whole he's a man, he knows his strength, he does. But in the same instance, I feel like if you lunge, we had this conversation before, mm-hmm. if you coming at a dude like a nigga, like some beast off the street, don't be surprised when he handles you like that.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate Jay-Z for his little situation, for having his restraint from when Solange was, you know, trying to claw at him and everything. But that nigga had his mind on his money. He knew that he can drop her. It was no point in even, you know, taking it there.
Right.
But with this situation, I just feel like you should have had a better mind to practice some type of
grab restraint. Her by the neck and
push her, smooch her, like push her like a little kid, hold her by her head so she get to swinging and shit.
No, I think you had to pin her down because she was coming with force.
And weren't they drunk or something, or it was something
like that? Yeah, you gotta add all that up. You gotta add all that up.
But it's just either way, let's go back. No one should put their hands on anybody. We've talked about that numerous, mm-hmm. whether it's a man or woman. But since it did happen, I don't know. Like I was saying in my my comment on Facebook, it was kind of like, so we went back and forth. And it was like, let's just narrow this and get down to what really is real. That it's like, if I'm out and I have an altercation with my boyfriend or my husband, nobody's going to give a shit. Okay. But him as a professional or a famous person, if you're out in a open where, of course, you're in a casino, so of course things are being videotaped all of the time, you know, you have to learn how to restrain and pull back. And like Drew said, walk away. Even if you do want to bust her ass, walk away, because you know this could be your career. You know what I mean? So it's like, so, and people were saying also too that it's the situation because he's a black man. You know, and granted, I get that maybe they're gunning for him because he's black, but you know, with all the other people, there's actual video of him, you know, whomping her. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus maybe like the other people that have done some dumb shit. You know, my thing is stop doing dumb shit.
Right, right. And what was the point in releasing the rest of the footage? I mean, they already know that he knocked.
Well, I heard on the radio when I was on my way over here, supposedly the NFL commissioner was like, yeah, he had never seen that tape before.
Right. Okay.
Supposedly. Bullshit. Well, that's what they said. That's what they said. They had never seen the whole, you know, video.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he's full of shit.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen the whole video, right?
You seen the aftermath.
What? You saw the aftermath.
How about that?
Okay. Now, you just... Okay, at first... They were just going to give him, what, a 6-game suspension?
Two-game
suspension.
What the fuck was crazy.
Okay. All right. Now that everybody's seen the video,
mm-hmm.
now all of a sudden you're going to just ban him from NFL and all that shit altogether. I think that's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Well, he's not banned. He's released from the team and he's suspended indefinitely.
Right. Now, it's bullshit because... whatever he did in the elevator before the tape got out there, it was the aftermath of what you saw right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that right there, what you saw, only warranted a 2-game suspension or however they do it or whatever, then why all of a sudden, oh, he just deserves to not be a part of the shit?
Because now, everybody's seeing now what happened.
It's a PR nightmare now.
That's all it is.
Which kind of sucks for him. And that's the only thing I will defend him on, because they did, you know, they gave him the two-game suspension. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all right, you already did what you're going to do to him.
Yeah, and it's obvious that she was out because of how everything happened outside of the elevator.
Right.
The fact that you seen that she hit the shit, he hit her, but she smacked the shit out that pole.
Well, remember, we didn't know that until
today. Yeah, I mean, right, but I'm just saying.
But they had already given him the suspension. They should have just given him like a year.
Well, see, the problem is he was not honest about what happened on the elevator. That's why this, other than the PR nightmare, that's why it's gone further.
He said he told somebody that walked by that she was drunk, right?
Right. He said she was drunk. He attacked him on the elevator. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that they've seen the video, they see that all what he was saying was not true.
Right.
According to NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Ravens.
Yeah, because he did start it when he got on the elevator. He walked up in her face and smooched her some shit, and she came to
address the shit. I want to kind of walk through this real quick, but just a couple things. First of all, like Drew said, like in the beginning, you can kind of see a little pity-pat bullshit going back and forth or whatever. But if you look at the video, when they get on the elevator, she goes to one side, pushes the button. He doesn't go to the other side of the elevator. Right. He goes right up there. Over her.
Right.
You know, like, to me, the first thing I said was he was extremely calculated in what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. He followed
in the sense that he was thinking, you know, I ain't gonna do this out here where everybody can see him. I'm gonna do it in this elevator. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, he didn't go in on one side and then was provoked to now say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got in the elevator, he went right up over her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he knew good and damn well what his intentions
were. He wasn't thinking there was a camera in the elevator, though.
I don't know why.
Which is stupid as hell.
Why don't you think that?
You're in a casino.
In a casino. Right? That's what I don't even understand.
So then that was that thing. That was that. To what you were saying, Drew, about the whether it was an open or closed hand and she hit the pole. I know so many niggas right now serving life because they stole a nigga and that nigga went back ahead, hit the concrete, and they dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't matter. You made the choice. And what comes along with the choices you make is what you get.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. So, I'm not excusing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying
that. I mean, everybody was like, he knocked her out. And I was trying to figure out where he knocked her out at. And then I was like, oh, boom. She hit her head on the junk. Right. That's what I'm
She could have died.
Yeah, she could have died.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She could have.
Then the next thing is.
But then she got married.
The heartless manner in which.
He handled her body.
Can I talk?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The heartless manner in which he just. I mean, really didn't handle her. I mean, he drug her and then at one point even used his foot and kind of kicked her, like shoved her, try to let the elevator door close. Then, you know, you got your quote unquote fiance, half her ass is out. You have no remorse whatsoever for what just happened. Not even a moment to say, God damn it, you know.
I fucked this one up.
I fucked this up. Let me, come on, baby, get up, please. Nothing. Mm-mm. You know, you stand off to the side and let the security guard dude just stand over your woman, her ass, half her ass hanging out underneath her dress, and you picking up shoes and shit.
And then at one point, her body kind of fell back into the door. As it
right,
was
when he tried to get her to sit up. You know, and so that was the next thing. But then, to end all of this, let's just say, you know, I really don't care what anyone has to say about what I'm about to say. Let's just say, when he hit her and she hit that pole or whatever, he knocked all the good sense God gave her out of her body. Okay, you have a videotape to remind you of this night, to watch it over and over. I don't know how many times she has watched this video so far. And if not her, her friends, if not her friends, her family, all these people that may know and love her have seen this video, or at least what was released to that point of her being ragdolled and drug out of an elevator. You still said I do?
I mentioned that too.
You still said I do.
A month later.
Guess what? You just as at fault. Right. And I don't give a fuck what feminist ass bras want to say something to me about that. You chose to marry this. This nigga treated you. At least a nigga to get us some gum on the bottom of his shoe, give the gum some attention to get it off. He discarded you like a piece of shit for everybody to see. And you still said, I do. Mm-hmm. You still defended him against the police.
You holding his hand.
How is that not obstruction of justice?
Maybe that's not the first time it happened. Maybe this is just the first time we seen it on camera.
That's what I think.
She seemed to be used to it. I mean, that's what it seems like.
I mean,
like.
Sometimes, you know, when you've been abused, you just, you know, go in autopilot and
shake
it
off.
You just go along with it. And mm-hmm. she was probably like, oh, I still love him. I want to marry him. Mm-hmm. And I wish them well, and I wish them some therapy.
I don't wish them well at all.
I didn't say together.
I'm just saying,
I wish them some therapy because they both need some therapy.
I don't wish them well together or apart.
They need some therapy. That's what I wish for.
I don't.
You unleash that shit on somebody else. That's why I say it. Because there's a cycle that needs to be broken.
Together and individually, they both have opportunities that they both just pissed away, you know, with clear minds. I don't wish them well at all.
No, I still do. Because I think, like I said, I think just because there clearly is something that has happened in their past that they, you know, need to work on. And I'm like, for her to marry him and for him to do something like that, they need some help.
Okay, so Dot, a little while ago I called a situation with Robin Thicke, right?
Okay.
Okay. What's today's date?
The 8th of September, something like that.
Okay. Do you think 2 years from now they'll still be married?
No. Matter of fact, I'll give about 4 or 5 more months. Shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have her working on an annulment right now.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, sir.
I wonder.
Because, and you know what? I've been preaching how I'm on this black love high for the last couple months. This ain't black love. Mm-mm. This is
ain't nobody this, love.
You like a fool, you know, endured all this bullshit for your payday. Your payday just left, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. That's so, exactly what it was.
Unless you want to stick around for whatever scrapings you can get out of the bottom of that pot.
And that's precisely why she stuck around after that first beating. She knew
no, after the videoed beating. Because you don't know what the first beating was.
Yeah. Well, when she said I do, she stuck around for that shit because she knew he was getting ready to get paid.
Exactly. That's my belief.
Well, whether it was for some crazy reason, she actually loved him and it really wasn't necessarily about him being paid. Because, okay. You know, again, you know, people, and I'm not even going to just say women, but people that have been abused, they stay. Because they're comfortable, they're used to it, they accept it, and
self-esteem. Sound like a pimp.
Hey, well.
I would love to know how long they've been together. Totally.
That's a good question. Mm. I mean, they're not that old, right?
Google that, Drew. Let's get on that.
Because how old do you think he is? Probably like late 20s, maybe early 30s,
Mid-20s.
Okay.
Mid to late, probably.
Yeah.
Could have been a high school thing.
Okay. So, that's a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, my default is still, I know it's so much easier said than done in some people's eyes, but right. I just really believe no one should hit anybody.
So let me ask you this, Queen. Do you think, and I'm not in any way trying to turn this around, I'm just... Everybody, every podcast that you listen to is going to be talking about this.
Of course.
So I'm just trying to think of some other angles in which to address that. Maybe others might not. Do you think this in any way undermines or sets back all the efforts that have gone towards, you know, bringing a stop to domestic violence and everything by her? You know, with this being so public, we know this goes on in every neighborhood around the world.
I don't think so.
But being that this is so highly publicized and she's, you know, quote unquote, standing by her man.
No.
Does this set back anything?
I don't think it's a setback because I think it may open up a few people's eyes to how serious this situation is. And it may open up someone's eyes and it could just be one person. That, you know, this is me. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this. I'm seeing me and this woman, you know, on the elevator, you know, don't know her for Adam, but I don't want to be this person, you know, anymore. Or, you know, or maybe you could be a friend of someone that you know is being abused and you maybe from that video could give you the courage to have that conversation, you know, with your friend or with your guy friend. I mean, we know it's not just women being abused, but with your guy friend as well. And I think it's opening up more dialogue. Granted, some of it's very angry, but I still think it's opening up more dialogue between men and women as well, you know. And I just wish everybody would, like, listen. I think it's so much back and forth that nobody's really paying attention and nobody's really listening. But I feel like something's going to click, and hopefully maybe this could be the catalyst. So hopefully it's not something else or someone else, but maybe this could be the catalyst where people can actually start having a discussion about domestic violence. And, you know, because now I just hear it's like, well, she shouldn't have hit him, or he shouldn't have hit her, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, everybody, come on. You got to start taking responsibility for what's happening and have a conversation about it. You know, stop just talking and yapping about it. Like, what are we all doing to make the difference, you know?
That's right. And, you know, domestic violence could start from, you know, verbal violence. Mm-hmm. And then it could just be one smack. And then the next thing you know, it escalates right. into the fist. Then the next thing you know, it just escalates until someone dies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, seeing this happen, that's pretty much the next step is death. Seeing something like that happen, you mean, like you said, the girl could have died because she hit her head on the metal thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or she could have just died from that strike. You know, if he hit her, you know, real good right in the temple, mm-hmm. a lot of times that'll do it.
Right.
You know, and there's mental violence. You know, some people, you know, if you scream at a person, you know, that's not really used to that type of, you know, tone of voice or whatever. It's not like you're putting your hands on them, but you know that you know,
well, like you said, verbal abuse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. verbal could be abuse. Just as bad. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And that could be one step next to smacking and, you know, punching and
messing up your self esteem.
Right, all right. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I agree with that.
Yeah, maybe seeing this will, you know, bring, you know, make people more aware of violence in any form, shape, form, or fashion.
Right. You know what's really interesting too? Like, a lot of people were saying on Facebook that, oh, you know, they're doing this because it's a black man, and when Ben, what's his name, Roethlisberger or something like that,
mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, he, you know, I don't know if he ever, so I don't know if I should say allegedly raped those women, because I don't know if the case ever came to court or mm-hmm. if anything ever happened with his case. And then they also brought up like Riley Cooper, who said the whole nigger thing. Mm-hmm. You know, now mind you, Riley's was on tape, but I mean, it's different saying, calling somebody a nigger versus, you know, beating the shit out of somebody.
Right.
And them almost, you know, passing out. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, they met when they were 16.
Oh, wow. So they've been together for a while.
Okay, so he probably done beat that ass a couple times.
Possibly.
Since then.
Maybe, not That's necessarily, why she was but used to but it. Possibly. I mean, really. She,
there is no way
right.
that he could have hit her like that and then she gonna marry him. You know.
Yeah, I said possibly.
I'm telling you, she was used to it. Mm. There's no way that he could have hit her that hard with that left hook for the first time and then she said, okay, I don't give a fuck how much apology he gave on TV and all. You know, that was the worst 30 seconds of my life, and he could have cried and shitted on himself and all that bullshit.
Well, you know,
but there's
what?
No way.
I saw a snippet of him saying first who he wanted to apologize to. I was thinking that he would say to my wife or something like that. He started talking about something else, and I was like, huh? You don't
what do you apologize to, God or something?
Yeah, he is probably saying, he said he wanted to apologize or something. I forgot, but it just, I was expecting here, you know, my wife, she's sitting right there on his right, you know, so uh-huh. I'm thinking he going to look over her or whatever, and he was just like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the rest of it. The first apology wasn't your wife, so I blacked out. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
It is what it is.
It is. We still together.
You just fucked up your whole life.
Not a little baby.
So he's not going to do any jail time, anything. He's just going to.
She didn't press charges.
Yeah.
Right. So he's just going to be excluded from the NFL.
He didn't press charges either.
And that's it.
So.
Hey, Brian, tell me something.
I wonder if they're going to. I'm sorry. Hold on. I thought real quick.
Okay.
On that note, I wonder if. See, again, I just can't. It's so hard to swallow the fact that one of the most powerful organizations in the world, the NFL. And the police department did not see this video beforehand, because if I'm not mistaken, on situations of domestic violence, you don't need to press charges. You know what I'm saying? The state can press charges.
So, but did he, did they say the police didn't see it? Or just, I thought it was just the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is, you say neither one of them pressed charge against each other.
Right.
Why didn't the state press charges if they had this evidence that this occurred?
What if they still can?
You know, or is this just another, celebrity, let's sweep this under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that the NFL saw this shit, but once the NFL saw it, they was like, okay, nobody else saw this? Okay.
They had to know that shit was going
to
get out.
They had to know it was going to come out.
Unless somebody physically went in there and burned every single copy. Technology, you had to know that was going to come out eventually.
And you know what?
You saw it.
The thing about it is as crazy as this may sound, if it comes out that Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, saw this video and still only gave 2 games, he has to resign immediately.
No doubt.
That's what they were saying.
Yep.
I mean, it can't even be.
It's going to come out.
A discussion. He has to go now.
It's going to come out. I'm quite sure. Just like how the whole what's his face, the man playing with the little boys, when that happened,
Sandusky
and all that, the trickle down effect. It's going to happen.
Right. Right. Yeah. It is kind of weird that they supposedly,
and it's funny you
didn't
say
see
that.
It.
Yeah. That's that same penalty should happen all across sports everywhere, not just the NFL. You know, that domestic violence, the fucking with little boys, all that shit should just all sports.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, look, we're going to get out of here real quick, and we'll be right back, y'all.
Today's question. Thanks, guys, for sending us feedback on the other ones. We really appreciate it. Before I get to this question, okay, could you go on vacation with your ex and his or her new spouse for the sake of the kids? Wait, that did not. I guess I should have probably cleaned up their question. Okay, let me see. I see what they're saying. They're saying could you go on vacation with your ex, his or her new spouse, and the kids, you know, because
of the kids.
Right.
Just
you know, like, what if the kids want to be like, hey, let's all go together. Yeah. And then she wants you to go. Mm-hmm. She wants the new person to go. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know what? I know where they got that question from. It was from Alicia Keys, Swiss Beats, and their and his ex. Mm-hmm. They all were on vacation together with the kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they didn't write that question great. Sorry I didn't clean that up beforehand, but you get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But you know what? I think it depends on how me and my wife's or whoever she's dealing with now, how we get along.
Uh-huh.
Because I couldn't do it if me and him, you know, couldn't see eye to eye on shit.
Right.
Now, if he's the type of dude that, you know, look, you know, dude, don't put your hands on my kids. If you got a problem, you talk to me. We work it out or whatever. And we seem to be cool, and he seemed to be an okay dude. But don't try to take my spot as a father. Just, you know what I'm saying? I think that could work.
Okay.
And then I'm bringing my girl, too, you know, just to make it even.
Right.
But if it's a thing where me and him, you know, really don't see eye to eye, it's not.
What if little Bits was like, "Daddy, I want you to go with us. We're all going to Disneyland."
Well, see, I don't.
If they paying, I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's another thing too. That's another thing.
I'm not going to spend my money on this shit. And if y'all paying, I'm there. Like I said, I'll take my money and I'll pay for my shorty.
And go somewhere else, or you wouldn't go?
No, I'm saying I'd go.
Okay.
Then again, I might just go out of spite just to see how this nigga treat my motherfucking daughter or son or whatever. Man,
I would be cracking all the inside jokes of me and her had. Make that nigga so uncomfortable.
Wow. Hey, baby, you remember when we was in Jamaica that time? Girl, you know we did. Nah, I don't think I'd do that. It depends on how he act, though. You respect me, I'm respect you, bitch. You know.
And be like, Big Man, she did that little thing with her tongue in. Oh, she ain't did that yet.
You know what?
Stay tuned.
Oh, boy. Kids today. What were you doing? TP.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm in that situation right now. Not that we're about to go out of town or anything, but I have a wonderful relationship with my man's ex-wife and her man. Like, cool in the fam. Everybody's focus is where it's supposed to be. She's actually rooting on us. Not, please don't leave him. I'm like, goddamn. She was like, you just don't understand. Like, you know, it's a different type of happiness. We're friends. We're cordial now. We can speak. And it started happening when y'all started dating. Way before I even met you, I knew it was somebody in his life. You know, so I would go. You know, matter of fact, it'd be one of those things where she would want me to go and wouldn't care if he went or not because she wants me there, you know? So I could do it because of the situation now, but I'm not trying to be a third wheel if it was one of those type of things where it's in my baby daddy got a girlfriend and I haven't had that conversation with her, or if I feel some kind of way about her feeling some kind of way about me being there. And not really focusing on, okay, my child wants us together or whatever, you know? So, I would do it now.
Yeah, I know we've had conversations how great everybody gets along. I've seen, you know, pictures. And so I think you are really lucky that it's, you know, that happy and that, you know, and she's so welcoming and you're so welcoming and everybody, you know, it's like a kumbaya.
It's funny because I told you when we were in the hospital, the nurses were like at all in awe of us because then she was like, are you, so you're the ex and you're the new and he's
how's
the,
his work
right exactly how's his work I was out? Like yes like, and I was like right. She's my fiance and they just bust out laughing
right
because I was like, I mean, she's a wonderful she's a genuine person just like me. So it was no nose turned up when I was
right.
I was at, when it came to the point of me meeting her, I was kind of amped up to meet her because at first I was just like, I don't know, you know. But then when I saw her and when she was coming down the aisle, you know, greeting everybody, I was like, oh, she's so cute and bubbly. All right, you know, let me, you know, reach out. And then ever since then, I mean, like from day one, we hit it off.
But I'm glad you both were open to getting to know each other, you know, versus that bitch, having she that got block. My band, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. That wall.
You know, right. So I'm really glad for that. I think for, I mean, if I was lucky enough to be in a situation, hopefully it would work out and it'd be lovely and wonderful, like Drew's situation. But I don't know, I guess, I think I would do it anyway for the sake of the kids, you know.
Right.
And if I had to maybe temper the time that I was, you know, I spent with him, then I would do it for the sake of the kids, you know, just because, you know, I can understand because I know, like, you know, my parents separated early, you know, when I was younger, but we still went out and we still did things together. So I can appreciate that, you know, even though if my mom was probably thinking in her head, that mother, blah, blah, beep, boop, beep, boop, whatever, but in front of us, she was still very cordial. We all got along. Like I said, sometimes she still goes with me out to Cali to go visit my dad and my sister. So, you know, so it's like I appreciate that relationship. So thinking about being the kid in the situation, I know I appreciate that my parents at least put up that uniform front, you know, and they got, you know, they got along. So I appreciated that. So, and I would hope, you know, again, if it happened for me, I would do the same, you know. So, well, I know that question came out a little wonky, guys, but from our conversation, I'm pretty sure you got what we were saying. So if you have any feedback, Drew, where can they send some feedback?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Wow. This feel like it was a really quick show.
It does feel like a quick show, but it's all good, though.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, and if anybody has any feedback on the Ray Rice situation, I was hoping we could have had She Be Showing Up. Yeah. Just to give us her take on it, too, because it actually, like I said, it was her post and she started it, because I'm very curious to see how did she feel, mm-hmm. Because it really did take a turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So, I need to go back and read.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see, what she would have, the kind of conversation she would have had with us if she was able to be on. But, of course, mommy duty calls. And mommy first.
She showed up for mama.
Right. Oh, right. Hi-ya. Don't you? No, I'm just kidding.
Queenie.
Yes, sir.
If people want to send feedback in another way, is there another way they can send feedback?
Hey, guess what? They can. Now you can call and leave feedback. You can call 202-750-1437. That's
570?
What did I say?
750.
Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
202-750. That's
uh-huh.
what you said.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was
570. No, it's 750-202-750-1437. So that's 1-I-D-S. Leave us a voicemail.
Boom.
And we will
boom.
Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Cool, man.
Awesome.
So it's another an easy way for you to leave feedback if you don't want to, use your device and send the email to
IndieShow@yahoo.com.
All right, well, we are going to get ready to wrap this up. But before we do, Drew, baby.
Yeah.
Two fingers, one finger.
Shit. Two fingers to the Weeknd, one finger. You know what? I have no one finger. Shit.
Doctor.
No, let me see. One finger to Ray Rice. Dog, you learned the hard way. Don't do that shit, man. Burger King, I think they're hiring. And
they do background checks, so
they,
no.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, dog.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Remember, no charges, so he should be all right.
True.
So far.
Let me tell you something. The court of public opinion is the strongest court in the land.
Mm-hmm.
But we also forget too.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick, he's back.
Mm-hmm. And every room he walks into, there's a dog joke being thrown. Yeah.
But he's still making money now, though. Okay. So eventually, he's lucky people forget.
Okay. Will he ever be able to play in the NFL again, or no?
Yeah.
After it dies down a little bit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh well.
It'll be something else tomorrow that. After midnight, ain't nobody gonna be thinking about this shit.
And Michael Vick's
unfortunately
was so stupid to me.
I know. Ugh. But hey, he was black. So
Queen Dean, two fingers, one finger.
Let's see.
Get your two fingers, Mom.
Two fingers for my Redskins. Even though y'all lost, man, y'all look good. Y'all moved down the field. Y'all just fucked up with them fumbles and the shit, man. But y'all gonna be all right. Keep your head up. All right.
Oh, my go? My turn?
I gave you the finger.
Okay.
You the one finger. I'm giving you the two fingers. You go.
Let's see. I guess one finger once again to the damn weather we're having here. Because it monsooned on Saturday. So that, and it kind of threw everybody off. So people had to leave a little bit earlier. So, I will do the opposite. So two finger goes up to everybody that came out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I hope you had a lovely time. I know I had a great time, and we will be doing another one soon. Big B.
I'm going to do two fingers for the clubhouse crew that's Sunday. Good to see y'all. Good to party with everybody. And one finger to Eddie Akabozi. If y'all feel like looking him up and doing a email jihad to just let him know how much of a dick he is, feel free. Eddie Akabozi at universe.com.
Oh, my. Very well.
And with that being said, we got to get out of here. It is time. Thank you for bearing with me sounding like warmed over shit. Thank you to my crew for holding it down. Like I said on Facebook, I knew they would. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Queenie did confirm it is
750-1439.
37. 37.
That's 202-750-1-IDS. Call us. 202-750-1-IDS. Call us. Oh, boy. Oh, you guys. I love this shit.
Thank you to the podcast fam. I don't got enough in me to name everybody. I know who y'all because we
Lady rap, Roll. We talk, we I gotta give it to her. That's my girl. Wait a minute. What's her name? Who that?
What is it?
It's a bunch of them.
Yeah, what she changes like? Every now and again. But she know who we talking about.
No doubt. As always, what we like to say in closing.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my